Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
And I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
Elizabeth, all right, you've started us with this story about the little girl who was wetting the bed. They go to the doctor. The doctor says, I don't want to talk to the little girl. I want to talk to the parents. What did he say?
You know, it's interesting because uneresis is known to be, by most of the marriage and family therapists that work with kids. Mm-hmm. My husband, by the way, is an MFT and he works mm-hmm. with kids. Uneresis is an anxiety disease usually
okay.
when they wet their bed past that age where they're supposed
right.
to. And the doctor said, look, what you got to do is this. She says, this little girl is trying so hard to please you during the day that she is living in this tension the whole day long. So when she goes to bed at night, her body just, you know, releases this because she just can't take any more tension in her muscles.
The body finally relaxes.
And that's why she wets her bed.
Right.
And he said to them, look, if you give her this unconditional love, during the day, just lavish her with love. So she knows that she's loved no matter what she does.
Right.
Then if you do that, this will stop. And that's what they did, and it stopped.
The bedwetting stopped just simply by their lavishing praise and love upon this child who was trying so hard to please them.
Because she thought that she had accomplished things in order for the parents to love her.
But when she knew that she was loved and accepted just as she was, then it's all stopped.
Yes, and you know, I tell you, since that day, I have talked so much about the wet bed religion.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
The type of religion that you're trying so hard to please God. Like if God is not pleased with you already, you know, like every detail of everything has to be exact so that. And you know, a lot of people are getting very tired of this, you know, wet bed religion.
That's right. Well, there's no hope and there's no joy in it. Now, Elizabeth, I know that your doctoral dissertation is on a related topic to this, especially as it regards rest and Sabbath.
It.
And we find those things here in the 12th chapter of Matthew. So actually, I'm going to interview you today because I know this is a part of your dissertation. And I'm not even going to pretend that I could keep up with you on this. All right?
Mike, come on.
So anyway. That's what we're going to do. And let's read the story, first of all. It's found in Matthew's Gospel, the 12th chapter, starting with verse 1.
We're going to start with the first three verses. The last three verses of 11. Because
this is
an interesting thing. Because you know how we're talking about anxiety and all that? Here Jesus makes this invitation. You guys can rest.
That's right.
You know, you guys can rest. So you want to read that invitation?
Starting with verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. This is a segment that only Matthew records. This invitation to rest and saying, look, my burden is light. You can have rest in me and you can have that rest for your souls right now. Only Matthew records
that. Why does he do that right here?
Okay, this is what I found out. Many years ago, I started realizing that Matthew, you know, he's writing to the Jewish people.
He has two
stories about the Sabbath. And as you know, this was the day that the Jews kept. And for them, it was very important to do it exactly right. They
had
39 types of work.
That they had to avoid.
That they could not do on the Sabbath, you
know.
And one of them later on will be brought up by the Pharisees here. But, you know, they were trying so hard. And I noticed that Matthew has these two stories following this invitation of Jesus to rest.
Right.
So I got interested in the topic.
Okay, and the two stories that follow have to do with?
With Sabbath. And so I said here, how is it that Jesus on chapter 11, verse 29 to 30 says, I'm the provider of rest. And then he says on verse 8 of 12, chapter 12, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. So
Lord
I started thinking, is this related? Is Matthew trying to tell us something?
All right.
So my PhD dissertation, which is in biblical studies, is particularly on this juxtaposition of provider of rest and Lord of the Sabbath.
And Lord of the Sabbath. Now, the first story that we find in chapter 12 is at that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath.
Yes. So this is, you want to know what the actual dissertation, what I found out?
Yeah.
I went for this word rest.
Right.
In verse 29, the word rest on chapter 11 is anapausis in Greek, anapausis. So I said, wonder what the Jews thought about when they saw this word.
That's right. So you would go back to the Greek translation of the Old Testament.
That's right. As most of you know, about 200 years before Christ, there was a Greek translation of the Old Testament that we call the Septuagint.
Right.
And so it's very good to do research on the Greek of the New Testament to see how where they get the words from.
That's right, from the Old Testament.
So I went to this translation of the Old Testament in Greek, and I looked for the word anapausis and all the terms that relate to it.
So when was it used?
You know, I found that it was 137 times that we have this word. And I also found out that in the different segments of the Old Testament, it has a very particular meaning.
Right.
And this is what I found about the law. You know, the Torah?
Yes.
The first five books
That's
of the
right.
Bible?
That's mm-hmm. right.
I found out that the word anapausis is prominently used for Sabbath rest.
Sabbath rest.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big finding. Anything that had to do with Sabbath day, Sabbath year, or Sabbath feast on the seventh month, they use this particular word.
And that's the same word that Jesus uses here when he gives the invitation to come unto me and you will find rest for yourself?
Yes. And so when the Jews saw this word in the Torah, in the first five books of the Bible, this was the emphasis. It was a Sabbath rest.
Right.
And actually, you find some Sabbath feasts, like, for example, Leviticus chapter 16, the Day of Atonement.
Right.
In verse 31, it was called, "This is a Sabbath of Sabbath and a rest to the Lord." And so here you have Sabbath of Sabbath and anapausis. You have this word.
That's right.
Now, I thought that was very interesting because that started making sense why Matthew would put it right before the Sabbath.
Right before these two Sabbath stories.
That's right. And so then I said, okay, I'm going to go to the historic and prophetic books and I found out something really interesting.
Right.
God promised David and Solomon anapausis, rest from all their enemies in their kingdom. But when we get to the prophetic books, by this time, the rest that God will give us that we now call heaven or eternal life, but they called it the Messianic Age.
The Messianic Age.
The prominent meaning in the historic books for anapausis is the rest of God in the age to come.
In the age to come, which would be the age dominated by the Messiah, when his work is complete.
Yes, and
when
that
all
was,
things are put right.
So all the Jews were waiting for anapausis to come when the kingdom came.
The kingdom comes.
As a matter of fact, the Jews came to believe this. The age to come would be an age in which every day would be Sabbath.
Every day, yeah.
And so the Sabbath and the rest of eternal life were connected in their minds.
Therefore, the work of the Messiah and the Sabbath are connected as well. Is that what
That's
you're
right.
saying?
That's right. Well, this is what Matthew is saying, which is so unbelievable. Matthew is saying that Jesus says that the anapausis of the Sabbath and the anapausis of the kingdom are found in him. He's the one that gives his rest, and we can have it now for our souls. Okay. We don't have to wait till the kingdom comes. And
because Christ is in you now, the Messiah in you now, because you've received him, you can have that rest today.
Yeah, so Matthew is trying to tell the Jews, look, the Sabbath that you've been keeping all along, this is a scoop here. This is a symbol of our rest in Christ.
In Christ.
Our eternal life is safe in him. He has redeemed us. And now, you know, these are all Jewish people that are already keeping the Sabbath, keeping rest. And then he's saying, this is the reality of redemption. You have rest in Jesus Christ.
Wow. So really, in the story with the disciples picking the grain, Jesus is saying the issue is not whether or not they're picking grain or not.
Well, this is the point. He juxtaposes this offer of rest with this story of the Sabbath when they're saying, hey, they're picking grain. By the way, that was one of the 39 works
That's
in
right.
their list.
Mm-hmm.
I see the striking similarity of this wetbed religion here.
That's right.
It's like they were trying so hard. Are you sure you didn't do one of the 39?
Right.
And Jesus says, you guys don't get what the Sabbath is about. And so here he finishes the story in verse 8 saying, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
Oh, wow.
Somehow you didn't understand that the Sabbath was about my rest.
It's about him.
Yeah, it's about the rest you have in me. You guys haven't completely understood that.
Right.
You know, it says here, and Matthew's trying to tell these Jewish people, the Sabbath now is the reality that we rest from our works in Christ, and it's also the reality that we have eternal life, and all this now, here, through Jesus Christ.
Right here and now, we experience that Sabbath rest because the Messiah has come. We can rest in him.
You know, I am so sad about the wetbed religion.
Yeah.
You know, so many people that want to please God, and even in the day of rest, when they're, you know, it's something that they're supposed to meditate upon what God has done
That's
for
right.
them. They're like, well, what can we do? What can we not do? And they have lists,
and
it sounds like a wetbed religion.
That's right, it is, because we're trying so hard to please him. We're deciding what we can't do.
Yeah.
What should I avoid in order to make God happy?
And you don't know, endless times have I heard that question.
Yes.
And here Jesus says, come to be and I will give you rest. This is what it's all about. And it says here, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, the noun burden is only used twice in the Gospel of Matthew. Mm-hmm. Here where Jesus says, my burden is light. The other place is in Matthew 23, verse 4, where he says, the heavy burden of the Pharisees. Oh, so this is the contrast between which burden. You know, and
the
heavy
burden of legalism versus the light burden of rest.
Yes, and this is it. Jesus offers rest for our souls. I don't know what situation you're going through, but Jesus is saying, look, you can rest on the assurance of salvation in me. You can rest that I will give you what you need in your current situation. You know, you have rest in me. I am your rest. Mm. And you can have the future rewards of the kingdom now. You don't have to wait till Jesus comes to experience this.
So Sabbath and rest and salvation, it all comes back to Jesus. We see it in the Old Testament. We see it in the New Testament.
Big time.
Everything comes back
to Jesus,
doesn't
it? This is the exciting part of this.
That's
that
right.
Jesus is our rest.
And so for you and for me and for any of our listeners today, the true Sabbath rest is resting from all those concerns that you have to please God. You rest in Him because He loves you and accepts you just as you are.
And Jesus would say, now you got it. Now you know what it is about. It's rest in me.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101Media. Until next time, live free.